It's Helping Hand, Friday's HPR 1 stations during our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered. Then online at hawaiipublicradio.org, Helping Hand tries to put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that supports people with disabilities and people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, packed parents and children together, Hawaii Family Service Agency, 1968 they were founded. As their website notes, they try to help families identify, address, and successfully resolve challenges in the areas of early childhood education, domestic violence prevention and treatment, child abuse and neglect prevention and treatment, and other programs we're going to hear about. We have Dr. Marie Vorsino returning, VP of Intervention Programs, and she's brought along Dawn Carisu, VP of Strategy and Innovation. Welcome, Marie and Dawn. Glad to have you here.
Thank you so much for having us back.
You're welcome. First, explain who PACT is.
Thanks, Dave, again for having us. We're so grateful to be joining you today. And our organization, like you said, has been around for 50 years. This is our 51st year. All of our work falls into five key buckets, and some of them you mentioned, but one of them is our early childhood education through our Head Start and early Head Start programs. We also have behavioral health support for our youth, as well as child abuse, neglect, prevention and intervention services. We also have our domestic violence intervention and support services for youth as well as adults, and we also have community building programs and economic development programs. We have domestic violence shelters, emergency shelters, as well as a transitional house for women. The shelters are on Oahu only.
Talk about how you guys get your funding.
Definitely state contracts and federal contracts are our largest funding pieces. We also have private funding and private grants that we seek out for some of our special projects, and they really help to support some of the projects that might be underfunded in areas like our teen center or our poverty initiative that we're working on right now.
Sometimes people think when an organization gets work from the government, when there's child welfare cases, people get the impression that perhaps all of that money is paid for by the government. It doesn't really cover all the services, huh? It really leaves a lot of little areas that kind of the other private contributions need to be coming in to make up for.
You've hit the nail on the head. That really does happen, especially as we get into our neighbor island communities where resources are really limited, as well as teen center, and Dawn will talk a little bit about that, our teen center here in Kalihi.
We have two locations. One is at Kuhio Park Terrace, and the other is in Pu'uwaimomi. And so we're located in two of the biggest public housing complexes across our state. A lot of our teens have responsibilities after school that don't allow them to participate in the after-school programs at their home school. But they come home, they pick up their younger siblings, or they need to do help around the house. And then they come to our programs in the evenings and afternoons. And they have a safe place to build community with one another, to get to know one another, and to have really great mentors.
And these are kids that, and you'll correct me if I have any of this wrong, these are kids, and this center is designed to help young people who otherwise are pretty at risk for falling into severe kind of behaviors.
Absolutely. These youth, again, they live in the largest public housing complexes in our state. So they are typically at-risk youth, but these are youth who also have a ton of promise.
Right.
What's really neat about this program is the kids can come to the after-school program and they kind of get to choose what they want to do. Finish their homework, go to a special group that might teach them about cooking or computer programming. So it's really trying to look at and build their own success in life.
Is there a way anyone can support these in particular?
We're always looking for volunteers for some of our events. We also have other opportunities for volunteers to come in and help.
Like at those centers?
Yes. And I'll let Dawn talk a little bit about that.
One of the things that we do during the summer at our KPT location is we have a summer food program. Provides lunch, free meals to our youth who come to our teen center, and gives them an opportunity to get at least one healthy meal a day. And so we see about 100 youth a day coming through our summer food program. So this is a great way for organizations or youth groups or faith groups to come. And so we welcome anyone just to come and volunteer to serve. Kapi'olani Community College actually provides the food, and it's funded through national funding. But it's a great volunteer opportunity.
Right. On the early childhood education and other things you want to shine a light on that you could use assistance with.
Well, we have our early Head Start and Head Start programming here on Oahu and the Big Island. Assistance in that area, I think, definitely volunteers again in the classroom. We do have opportunities for volunteers to read to the little kids. I think there are other opportunities probably on the Big Island as well.
Yep. We have three classrooms down at Kahawiki Village, a public-private partnership that's housing currently 30 families. They are in phase two planning right now, and they're going to build about 111 more homes. They're going to be able to house about 140 families.
Wow.
We are running the early childhood centers down there, but because many of those families are working families, the on-site childcare really allows those families to continue to improve their employment or go back to school. And we're providing 10-hour days down there. Mm. Funding doesn't cover the entire 10-hour days. So if people want to donate to things like scholarships, they're always welcome to not just donate their time, but time, talents, or treasures.
Certainly another one, probably one of the more serious aspects of your program, child abuse and neglect prevention treatment.
Definitely. We partner with child welfare services here in Hawaii, and we have home visiting services. We have early intervention services, where we go and meet families who might be at risk. And ways that families can help is by educating themselves. And if they know that something's happening or they have a family member who might need support, they can always reach out to us. But it does touch many of our lives.
So for our OHIA shelter, which is our domestic violence shelter, we run about 5,800 bed days a year. And we are a 26-bed facility. So I would say that we are running at capacity for most days of the year. That is adults and little kids as well. Child abuse and neglect, for the work that we're doing, the voluntary case management, our caseloads for our case managers are upwards of 20 per case manager and can go higher than that depending on kind of what they're dealing with. When you're talking about voluntary case management, it is very much a high risk case where we think there's, you know, definitely something going on in the home and we're trying to reach out and help that family. So just looking at our caseloads with our case managers, they're pretty significant. Our crisis shelter, you can call the 847-328-5 number. You can also call 832-0855, our Family Peace Center. And then we also have a 24/7 crisis line that is in that message, that 832-0855 number. So you can call that as well. And the shelter, you can stay for up to 90 days and help you increase your safety planning, but we're also looking at longer term. So we can help you with getting housing. So if you are in danger, please call our number. We can help you. And if you have experienced domestic violence in your life and maybe you're out of that situation, we have our Family Peace Center. Works with individuals that have been abused, and we provide an excellent opportunity through groups. In domestic violence, you enter into a situation where you are very much isolated from your friends and your family and your community. And we find that this group format really helps them to process that and begin to understand the situation that they were in.
On the what can we do to support those aspects of your service, unique things you need, the facility itself. If there are people out there in the construction business or know how to do maintenance, I guess is the word I'm looking for, would you like to hear from them as a way to help you guys?
Definitely. And we've had the opportunity in the past to partner with individuals that want to help in that way, like giving back their time and their energy. And if you imagine a shelter,
right. The
turnover rate is very high. And so the effects on that shelter, painting, is very helpful, doing some repair work. We had one opportunity where we partnered with an individual who came in and decorated in the shelter. So yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
The community has been really generous, and we have partnered with faith-based groups
or
things like that to run some of our programming. So we're really grateful, and we really want to say thank you to everyone who's out there who has ever contributed to Parents and Children Together or any of our fellow nonprofits, because we are always grateful.
Their website is where you can learn a lot more. Hawaii.org. You can make a donation there too. 808-847-3285 and also 832-0855. At that number, on the message, you can get access to their 24-hour hotline for people who are experiencing a crisis and you need help.
Yes, 526-2200. That is a direct line into our shelter.
526-2200.
Yes.
You can send them an email, admin@pacthawaii.org. Get all this contact information at hawaiipublicradio.org, where we've got the contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand guests. It is Parents and Children Together Hawaii. It's a family service agency, also called PACT. And Dr. Marie Vorsino, who is the VP of Intervention Programs, and Don Kurisu, VP over there. Strategy and Innovation is her aisle at PACT. Thank you for all that help you've been providing.
Thank you so much, Dave, for having us on.
Thank you so much.